Welcome back, everybody, to the Weary Travelers Podcast. You got Mike Averbeck here with my good friends, Mr. Joe Jackson and Jared Noyes. How we doing?
Great.
So, our last episode was the end of season two. It was our season two finale. Very and tearful. There's a lot going on in the world right now, so we don't know how often we're going to be able to get together as things change every week. So
things are fluid.
They are.
Things are fluid.
Yes.
That's the word.
So we are we're doing a little kind of interlude season here. We're going to call it the COVID files.
Wait, what did I write down? The COVID-Weary Travelers WT files.
Oh, there you go. So
something official.
We'll stick with COVID.
But I wrote it in the book with a WT, so
yeah, I'll get some white out.
What at that?
So these are going to be the COVID files. We're going to be kicking some content your way, give you something to listen to while you're stuck at home.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty, so let's go over to our news desk, get a little update from Mr. Jared Noyes.
Hey, yo. Standings update for you.
All right.
The Great Race, the Weary Traveler April Challenge, is that what
April Challenge,
called?
Yeah. The Weary Traveler's April Challenge. And a whopping seven participants.
Boy, are we weary for actual, like actually for once.
Oh boy, do I wonder.
So Jackson, who do you think's in first place?
Who? I don't know.
None
this
other
is
than
Captain
Mr.
Hook fella.
Joe Jackson.
Oh yeah, those are cowboy pistols.
Pulls a full marathon out of his asshole on Sunday.
I've never felt worse.
Just an unbelievable comeback.
That was ridiculous.
Mile by mile.
How many times did you go out that day?
So that day I went out maybe four times.
Yeah.
And I ran.
You had 4 5-mile runs.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on a second. A little background here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Coming to Sunday.
Joe's doing so bad.
I couldn't log anything.
Joe was at like 15 miles.
It was embarrassing.
Me and Mike were upwards of 28, close to 30.
We were killing it. We were double his miles, and I got to tell you, folks, it felt so good.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
We talked so much shit.
Relentless shit. Relentless.
I was boiling. And like, I stopped working to I can't work. I got to go run right now, boss.
Joe came in last 4 out of the first 5 days of the challenge.
And boy, did I not like it.
And it was great.
Oh,
so
man.
He's down a ton, runs a marathon out of nowhere.
A little 20.
20 spot.
Yeah, I mean.
20 miles in one Sunday.
20 miles in one Sunday.
It hurt. It was actually more because I ran across the river and my app crapped out again. And I had to
if you're expecting tears, you will find none here, sir.
You're the second person to blame the app.
Yeah. Who else blamed the app?
Justin Pekikara.
Oh, well, Justin.
Wait, seriously? Or was he just talking about when
Justin claimed he went 12 miles that one day.
Total?
He was like, I went 12 miles from the app.
Car to pick up groceries?
Or? Yeah, right. So we got Joe in first, 53.27. Jared second.
Oh, yeah.
52.46. Right. Logged a long one last night when I was talking to you clowns.
Really?
Yeah. We got... Yeah.
I was... When we originally kicked the idea around to lock this thing, I was in first. And then I go to sleep and I'm in fourth. I'm like, well, okay, sweet. But I can't make anything up.
Coming in third, a non-weary traveler.
Is that
a guy who doesn't
Groucho?
Even listen to the goddamn podcast?
Groucho Marx.
Anthony Grousey.
I have to say that I brought him in as a ringer just so that Joe wouldn't win. I was like, I didn't want Joe to blow us out again because I thought that's how this was going to go.
He was underperforming by a lot as well.
Well, so was Joe.
Well, so Joe still is.
Oh, yeah.
Mike,
number one on the charts, number 5 in our hearts, Mr. Joe Jackson.
Our good friend Mike in fourth. What are you down? You're down...
I'm down 5 miles.
You're down 4.5.
Down 4 from the top?
Okay. Top 4 is within 4.5.
I was going to say, we got ourselves a little Peloton.
Yeah, it should be nice.
Yeah,
it should
nice
be
little nice. Spread.
No, I mean, we're like a little group, tight knit group, and we keep moving together.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, nice. Some of us do the pack.
Yeah,
and then there's just a drop off into hell, I guess.
Yeah.
Keep going,
Daniel Gilkey's in this.
What a second shit.
Daniel Gilkey with a total of 14 miles,
which is how many did I have? 48.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have 48.
And he is under me with
you're
14.
Even four times more than him.
Mm-mm-mm.
Not going to be able to make that.
There's a little bit of a gap there.
Thanks for nothing, Daniel. Sixth, we got the pretty lady, Miss Sarah herself.
The crown jewel.
And number seven, the late great, even though he's not dead, Justin
the pickle.
Pickero.
The pickle man.
Them shin splints must have came back with a raging roar of thunder.
Did we say that story?
And I can't wait to talk to
him. Did we
yes,
say that story
I think we
about
have,
the,
yeah.
The, what race? The Tough Mudder?
The Tough Mudder. Great race.
When I went to Bob Evans.
Team stick together.
Yeah. That's a bit. So should we start giving a few calls out? Maybe get some participation out of this group here? Let's see.
Who are you calling first? I already have a call-in song for Justin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we'll record it afterwards.
Okay.
Just to kind of describe, to sum up his...
Yeah, give the fans a preview.
I don't want to ruin it, because they're about to hear it here in a second.
What's the theme of it?
How bad he's doing.
Okay. Daniel. How do you spell Daniel?
Yeah, you ever heard of toilet bowl flush?
Hey, Joe, what's your older brother's name?
Daniel.
But yet you don't know how to spell it.
Well, one of them is A-L, one of them's E-L.
Eel. Daniel.
There we go. I hope he answers.
He won't.
Yeah, he will.
What else is he doing? He did have a pretty good guest spot on one of our last episodes.
This is good.
Hello.
Danny boy, que pasa?
Oh, not much. Just sitting here making dinner.
Yep, you're certainly not running.
Nice. Let's see. It's the weary travelers calling in. How's the weather in Chicago? Good enough for running, jogging, brisk walking, perhaps
a crawl. Anything?
Yeah. Any form of movement in general. You gotta pick them up and put them down, Daniel. What?
It's 75 and sunny. I just ran today.
Did he check
in? I'm moving up the leaderboard.
Did he?
He's up to 14.
Yeah.
You're up to 14?
He passed up Sarah.
Oh, neat. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You passed up a former pregnant woman, Daniel. That's quite...
Congrats on the sex to her, but...
Hey, I had a few insults here prepared that I wrote off the top of my head. I just was, you know, spitballing. You know, there's not a lot to do except run, you know, and stuff like that. So I had a few insults I wanted to pass your way. Can I run through them with you?
I would love to hear it.
And I'll organize them and top to bottom, best to, you know, and you might pick up a theme here or something, but, you know, you let me know. I'm going to start off. Number, how many do we have? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven. Oh, total seven. Lucky number seven. Ready, Daniel?
I'm ready.
All right. Daniel, it looks like the best part of you ran down the crack of your mama's ass and ended up as a brown stain on the mattress. Hey, Daniel.
Yeah, I mean, how do you come back from that?
Hey, Daniel.
Yeah?
You run like old people fuck. You know that? Hey, Daniel. I bet you're the kind of guy that... Hold on. Hey, Daniel. You got to respond, Daniel. Let me know you're there.
I'm listening.
Okay. Hey, Daniel.
Yeah.
I bet you're the kind of guy who would fuck a stranger in the ass and not even have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around.
You know what? You're not wrong.
Now, this next one's a little bit mean, but again, it's all from a movie, if people can't tell so far yet. Hey, Daniel.
Yep.
Hey, did your parents have any other kids that lived? I bet they regret that. You're so ugly, you could be a modern-day masterpiece. That one hurt, Daniel. I want you to know. God.
Whew, holy shit.
Hey, Daniel.
Yep, yo.
You're still going.
Your ass looks like about 150 pounds of chewed bubble gum.
sounds tasty.
Okay. hey, Daniel. Are you? This one's more like of an improv, though. So this is when Private Pyle's climbing up the wall, and he says, "Are you quitting on me? Well, are you? Then quit, you slimy fucking walrus-looking piece of shit. Get the fuck off my obstacle. I'm gonna rip your balls off so you can't contaminate the rest of the world." That was another mean one, but these come from love, Daniel.
I'm feeling it.
This is my crowd favorite, though.
I'm surprised he hasn't hung
up. All right. Yeah.
This is when he's kind of marching behind Private Pyle, and he says, "Pick him up, set him down, son. Were you born fat, slimy?" Wait, hold on. Were you born a fat? Hold on. Were you born a fat, slimy, scumbag, puke piece of shit, or did you have to work on it?
That's impressive.
I mean, I just came up with those off the top of my head.
I mean, you should make a movie about that. That might be worthwhile.
Do you have any strategy to catch up? You gonna invest in a treadmill like Jared and cheat?
It's not cheating.
I don't know. Maybe if I get some of these motivational quotes, it'll inspire me to run further.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, maybe. I'll think of another.
I think that's how it works.
We can arrange that.
Yeah. We'll show up on your doorstep and do the miracle speech. Clear eyes, full hearts. Or no, that's
can't lose.
Yeah.
That's Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, that's Friday Night Lights. Anyway. Hey, we'll check up on you next week, Daniel. Hope you pick up the pace a little bit there.
Don't die, Daniel. Don't hurt yourself.
What'd you say?
Said you didn't even say the best quote. The one I always text to you.
What's the best quote? Hit us with it.
Is that you, John Wayne? Is this me?
Hold on. Keep going. Who said that?
You know where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I know. Who said that? Who the fuck said that?
Who the fuck just said that?
Keep going.
Five little communist shit, twinkle-toed cocksucker down here just signed his own death warrant. The very fucking godmother. Out fucking standing.
I will PT you all until you fucking die.
Oh, PT, you see your assholes are sucking buttermilk.
Beautiful, Daniel. Well, we got a podcast to pick up here, so...
All right, that's all I wanted.
Hey, we'll talk to you later, man.
Thanks for calling in, Dan.
See ya.
Oh, my God.
That was fun, right?
Hey, Daniel, pick up the phone and just let this happen to you.
Why did he not hang up?
Yeah, he sounded like he was getting exhausted.
No, he sounded like he just stopped being by the phone just to go make dinner or whatever the hell he was doing beforehand.
I think he was making dinner.
He's like, oh, yeah, I know where this is going.
Wow, that was fun.
I do not like the fact that you have a treadmill. That is easy, though.
We were talking about this.
Do you get to... do you have like a TV set up in front of your... Like at Fitworks?
I put the iPad on it.
Oh, really?
So the reason I don't like it is because it's supposed to rain tomorrow, and you'll be able to run, and we won't.
Sure you will.
I have a problem solver. We call a truce on rainy days. No, not really. Let's run through it. I'm going to burn you all.
We'll see.
We'll separate. No.
I solved the whole treadmill thing. I went last night and put rocks in Jared's shoes. And that's why I can't walk.
Jared's got a little sprain on his
something.
Little band-aid there.
A little
gauze.
I will say I'm not used to running this much. I haven't ran a single step. I'm not used to walking this much in my life. This has been doing some real wear and tear on my body.
It's tomorrow Wednesday? Awful.
Yeah.
Yep. It's not going to rain.
Oh, well, I mean...
76 degrees.
76 and sunny?
Yeah.
My argument still stands.
There's a cloud in that sky.
Yeah.
Should we call old...
We got it.
Old Picaro?
All right, we'll call him again.
leave your message.
Okay, I'm going to leave him a message.
One, three.
Hey, Justin, it's your good friends from the Weary Travelers here. Just wanted to leave you a couple of quick tips for how to actually walk. So, fun fact, walking is one of the best low-impact exercises, and it's one of the cheapest and most convenient ways to get healthier. However, many Americans walk less than half. This is all from Jared, so, you know, don't blame me.
You probably already read this.
So, you know, stretch. I think the best way to stretch is by actually walking, because I don't think walking requires stretching. So maybe just, hey, tough it out, big guy. You know, we're all rooting for you. Sarah's smoking your ass, but, you know, hang in there, big guy. All right, see ya. I forgot to tell him Tuesdays at 7. Or, you know.
Call him back.
Yeah, did we already send that to Justin?
This to all you idiots. Yeah.
Yeah, and it... Oh, this is the one that pissed me off so much.
I sent this in the middle of cutting my grass, and I had a huge smile on my face.
I busted out fucking laughing.
I'm going to get this motherfucker.
How to walk?
Ooh, I saw your song.
No, damn it, did you?
I would have guessed that song in a heartbeat. Got it. We are a big 80s pop playlist household here.
Oh, yeah?
And that one comes up a lot.
So, do you want to kick off your little intro for proposed soundtrack of the Weary Travelers fitness
trip? I'm going to let that marinate. Oh,
yeah. That's fine. So what? I was...
My selection will not be made today.
Oh, okay. You going to think about it?
Yeah.
Take a 10?
Should we take a 10? Okay. All right. So I was out walking. Go figure. But I was out walking and I was listening to this, like, I guess Amazon Music like creates a playlist for you. And I did air quotes there. I have no idea what the fuck they mean by that. But
yeah,
they're like, oh, hey, check out this playlist we made for you. And I think that the first song on there was like an Ed Sheeran song. So I was like, yeah, I'll take a shot at it. Anyway, so it just was like playing random shit.
What Ed Sheeran song?
It was,
Down by the border with me.
No. Although that was on
South of the border.
No, but I like that song. It was,
love that song.
You look at him.
Fuck. I'm not going to think of it off the top of my head. It's not one of his famous, like it's on the Blue, the Divide album.
Fucking A-Team song. Eraser.
No. It's,
Dive.
What do I know?
Oh yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
Something like that.
But anyway, that's where I'm getting... I digress. So, yeah. This song came on, and I immediately fell in love with it because of the guy's accent. I'm, like, a sucker for, like, London rap songs.
Yeah.
So, I started listening to it, and I kept it on because I loved his accent. The refrain is all right, but it's the... In between the second... Or the first refrain and the second refrain, there's two parts that I absolutely love, and we'll listen to it, and I'll tell you what they are after this.
All right, let's give her a little lesson here.
Tee it up.
This is Man's Not Hot. Man apostrophe S. Man's Not Hot.
Mm-hmm.
By Big Shaq.
Yep.
Not the Shaq.
No.
Bigger Shaq.
Yeah.
Shaq Attack.
Finish. Take my tricks by force. Take it. Send my shot by force. Send it. The girl knows I've got the sauce. Flexing. No ketchup. Night. Just sauce.
Rawsa.
Saucy. Raw sauce.
Saucy.
Yo. Boom. The ting goes.
Oh my god. I love that.
But that's what, when he starts just making gun noises, I was like, I fucking love this song.
That's like scat.
If scat was more hardcore and London gangster rap, then yeah. I guess so. Yeah. No, you're right.
You think that's like, well.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was, I heard that song for the first time on my walk. I was like, yeah, I'm going to listen to this.
I actually have a late submittal and possibly a replacement, but this I say it just because this is new. Maybe give this a quick listen. Tell me what you think of it. I'm not going to play the whole thing.
You're going to want to plug that in first.
Yeah, hold on. Let me find it. Oh, I just had it. Here we go. This is A Warrior's Call by...
Pat Benatar?
Volbeat? This is kind of like... This is like heavy metal. I I hit this and I was running.
After it hit his.
So waited, you getting hyped up, you know? Getting amped. Pretty lady in the park, you know? Do you think that you're the pretty lady in the park?
Yeah.
He's a pretty girl. I think it's gonna kick in.
Let's get ready to rumble! Feel the fire set to the rain!
I heard this song.
Yeah, that's not new?
No.
Is that an old one?
Yes.
Oh, I love that little feel the fire set to the rain.
Who sings that?
Volbeat.
You already said it, yeah.
Yeah, with a V.
I can't tell because I got a crack in my
That song's...
That's not... No, that's a...
It might be newer, but it's not like brand new.
I thought I here.
Actually, your boy Pequicro showed me that song.
Here, I thought I was Christopher Columbus. No. You know,
afraid not.
Mm.
I've heard that from your good friend Jess Pequicro.
The Pickle Man. You think he'll call me back?
No, I told him to, but he won't.
But here's my official submittal for the Weary Travelers. We'll soon call it the Walkathon. Jared, you might like this.
I love this song.
Shout out Joel Balmer for showing me this song. He sent this to me and he said, "Boner Jam."
You never heard this song before?
I've heard it in like an elevator or at a Tita.
China.
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 I want to hear just the refrain. Here we go, Jared. What's that mean, Jared?
You're never gonna break it my style.
I've never heard this song.
Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh no.
Speaking of boner jams, I really hope Joel's bachelor party happens.
Oh yeah.
I will be.
You think
it'll
so?
Be cleared up by August?
But will there be clubs to go to? Or?
I think so. Yeah. I think July.
You think bars will be open?
It has to be open by the end of July, I would think.
Jerry has? I'm not Shurkin convinced.
You said end of... End
I'm not
of
convinced.
When? End of...
I mean, his bachelor party is in August.
Oh, my birthday month.
And it is now...
I think...
it's April 7th as of the filming of this.
Okay.
The recording of this.
I think the whole damn summer's canceled.
But what are we
going to
do?
They're going to cancel Hot Guy Summer?
Or, I don't know, man.
I mean, I agree, but I'm just saying, like, well, yeah.
When's the next time you're going to shake a stranger's hand?
Never.
You want to see, actually,
here's
a little, like, the repair guy came in to change the vent, change the light bulb, this and that.
Change your oil.
Fix the cable. Oh, he fixed the cable, yeah. All right.
He was in working the house, and Joe drops him in the kitchen and went, oh, whoops. I'll get it.
No. So at the end, I was like, oh, thanks, man. I'd shake your hand, but, you know.
But I fucking hate you.
It's like, yeah, I get it, man.
Yeah.
But the saddest
You had thing, a repair guy come in to fix your light bulb?
So it was a ceiling fan, right?
Man.
It was like that with the glass, and he had to take off the thing. Yeah, it was a whole process, and it was flickering. So it wasn't like it was out. It was like turn it on, and you go into epileptic shock, you know, after.
How high is this?
Tell me now.
I mean, he had to get on a step
it's
stool.
It's above his bed.
Yeah, it's above my... I could have stood on my bed.
He better have done something else other than change the goddamn light bulb.
So he changed that. He changed the air filter out of just the kindness of his heart.
Because he's like, well, you already came out of here.
I said, hey, man, I didn't know you guys, like, changed the light bulbs, but I got another one over here that's out.
And he's like, usually only for 90-year-old women, but I guess, you know, since I'm here.
It was beautiful. Anyway,
I hope you get charged.
Did he walk in? He's like, what, did your grandma call us or something?
I never thought about it like that.
This can't be the right apartment, is what he said.
Yeah. So.
Oh, hey, while you're here, I've got a heavy box over there that I need moved over onto this shelf.
I'm having some Prego for dinner. Can you open this bottle for me?
God, I needed that.
So what was I saying? But I was like, every run or walk that I go on involves me going over the bridge downtown Cincinnati. And I was, what's that?
Humble Bridge.
Is it Snail Park?
Smail.
Smail.
S-M-A.
Is that the whole thing, though?
I mean,
Friendship
it's a
Park.
Lot of
there's
it.
A Friendship Park down there, too.
Whatever.
Over
so
there by Montgomery Inn.
In between the ballpark and the Bengals.
That's Smail.
Yeah, that's your so-called Snail Park.
Snail now. Park. Kind of yeah. looks like a snail.
I mean, maybe.
So just go ahead.
So I'm walking over, and it wasn't that nice of a day out, but it's COVID weather, so everybody's indoor, and a lot of people are like outside exercising now. But there was this one guy off in the distance I saw. You know those mazes? There's a maze in Smail Park where there aren't hedges. It's like for little kids, and there's like a little shrub bush, like you can. Like, easily step over to like, change.
Like, mm-hmm. It's like a circle?
Yeah, yep. Like a circle maze.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
And this guy was just walking in it alone, and he hit a little roadblock, and he just turned around and had to make his way back.
Did you do it later?
I just thought it was the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Hey, man, do you need a hug?
Yeah. It's like, you know you can get out of there.
Hey, man, it gets better.
Just step over. Oh, no, I should have given him hints from afar. Turn left.
Colder.
Did I tell you guys about my awesome April Fool's prank?
No.
Love to hear it.
So this is this is last week on a Wednesday? Yeah, last week on a Wednesday.
Should have been a week ago today.
Yeah,
right?
It was.
3 weeks, week three of COVID shelteredness.
Week ago tomorrow.
COVID containment, right. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sitting, get my coffee on. I got my bacon and eggs. I'm doing a little jib-jab, a little work, work. And I get
you weren't running.
Starting out on cocaine.
And I get 3 missed calls on my personal phone. Okay. And I'm like, it's a new phone number. It's probably the old drug dealer calling me or something like that.
Okay.
Didn't stop. It was persistent, though. That's what I noticed. I was like, oh, okay, maybe these financial guys are trying to get a hold of me for something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Didn't pay my taxes yet.
So it's anybody's guess.
So I got a call from my leasing agent saying, hey, Mr. Jackson, sorry to bother you, but the cops are outside, and I think they want to talk to you. They just ran your plate. And I said, really? Me? Little old me? So I go out there, and it was so cold outside.
It
I
was.
Looked like a friggin' hippie.
Yeah.
I had my... a Taco Bell t-shirt on and sweatpants.
High shit.
Hey, officer.
And it was some little, like, Mary Jo crackhead must have just broke my car window.
Oh, that's
and
right.
It turns out it wasn't an April Fool's prank. It was just somebody breaking my car window.
That's so crazy.
And the guy said, the cop said, do you want to claim anything lost or anything like that? And I said, honestly, I don't see anything missing. But I just realized that the damn they stole my phone charger. That's why I was asking you for a phone charger.
Oh.
I guess they thought it was connected to something. I don't know.
You want
to
claim anything? Well, there was a lot of drugs and some unmarked firearms.
Wouldn't hold out much hope for the Creedence tapes. I wanted to start. So do you have any leads off of
this?
Like he actually this had never happened to me before.
Yeah.
Something like this. I immediately said, damn it, I should have made fun of Joel for getting his truck stolen. This is probably karma.
Or it was Joel.
Yeah, exactly.
April Fool's, you son of a
but
bitch.
But it was like two other neighbors.
They broke all the car windows?
Yeah.
How did nobody hear that?
Exactly.
It's got to be loud.
I don't know.
It would have been cool if it was Joel and he had a box full of silverware on your passenger seat.
You're just finding spoons and forks everywhere.
Bitch.
Oh, boy.
But,
yeah, that sucks.
I got a little ticket, and they said, yeah.
You got a ticket.
I said, are you going to catch these guys, officer? He said, probably not.
No.
There's no security cameras in the back. I got a call or an email from my leasing department. They're like, oh, we sincerely apologize. We're really looking into security measures for the building. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Hire a rental cop.
Put a light back there.
You know what made it better, though?
What?
If they would have left a note that said, thanks for the F, Shaq.
Signed Dirty Mike in the book. Yeah.
Just leave that on your dash. At least then you get a laugh out of it.
And then I got a call the next day from some, secretary lady in 911 side. Mm-hmm. Said, Mr. Jackson, I'm very sorry to inform you, but the detectives will have decided to no longer pursue your case.
You're like, yeah, I kind of had a feeling.
Good day.
I'll find you myself.
I said to her, do you have any idea who my father is? No, I didn't say that.
Threatened her.
That would have been great, though. Lady.
Well, you tell the mayor he just lost 6 votes.
Mayor, something, blah, blah, blah. Other than that, it was an okay April Fool's Day. Nobody pranked me.
It's because nobody's doing anything right now.
Yeah, yep. Now. Did you guys watch? I think I texted this to Jared. Oh, actually, even bigger news. Best thing to watch on TV, in my opinion, right now, Money Heist. Bum, or bum, bum. Casa de Papel.
I do want to watch that.
Have you heard?
No,
have
I haven't heard of this? No.
So it is a
it's on Netflix.
Spanish movie, though. It's made in Spain. Barcelona.
Okay.
Or not. Maybe Madrid. Madrid's the capital of Spain, right?
Name one other city in Spain.
Barcelona and Madrid?
Yeah, name one other.
Malona. Marcelona.
That was unfair.
Oh,
I don't know if
Portugal.
I
Portugal.
No.
That's practically a state. It isn't.
I mean,
anywho.
I'm proud of you for knowing that Portugal is near Spain, so I'll allow
it. That's right, the little lip. Yeah. Anywho, I can't speak any higher of a film. Film.
It's.
So this is your Casa de Papel?
Yeah.
Hold on, is that a movie or will, is
it
a series?
It's a TV show. This is the most interesting part about this. I finished season 4, which has just been released. There's
seasons.
4 seasons.
Yeah.
There's maybe 10 episodes that. Each season. It's all Spanish cast,
I'm
so
out.
You have to watch it with subtitles, which I like.
Hard pass.
Hard pass. You're missing it. This is like in the world. The greatest TV show.
I'm fully committed to Ozark right now.
Well, give it 3 more episodes and you'll be over with it, right? Are you on season 4 of that yet?
Well, one, there's only 3 seasons. Right, two, I'm on the second season.
You want to know how that season ends?
No!
Is it good?
I love it.
Ozark's awesome.
I love it.
Yeah.
What was your other one? Casa de Papel? And
yeah. What else?
You said something.
Oh, no. Casa de Papel, that's the one.
Money
watch.
Heist?
Yeah, Money Heist. Or that's, yeah, it's officially on Netflix as Money Heist.
Oh,
but
that's...
It's called Casa de Papel.
Okay.
House of Paper?
House of Zimoni.
That's, yeah.
Oh, un robo.
Esto es un robo. But it is it's a Money Heist. It's like...
House of Paper.
It is, it's such a good... And they released like a documentary after the 4th season showing... Like the trip they've been on, because they weren't a thing on season 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
That was like released in Spain and dropped. Then it was added to Netflix and it just fucking caught fire.
Okay.
And it's like the whole, they only intended to make 2 seasons because it kind of ends. And then it's like they do another job. And I was like, this is strange. But it, like the only reason they do it that way is because they had every intention of like ending it. Like calling
interesting.
It. And
that's
then it
how
just caught fire.
That's how Stranger Things was.
Really?
Stranger Things, they only had like a plot or any of that for season 1. And then like because Stranger Things was so huge, they were like, oh shit, okay,
kinda
we got picked
sense,
up for season
though.
2. And now they've been writing it. But what I like about it is that the creators of the show were like super open about that. They were like saying that they're like, oh yeah, we had to start writing. We didn't have anything like that was our show, and then we were like, okay.
We're gonna have to get some more weed, lock ourselves in a story room, and hash this one out. I can't. Not only is Casa de Papel, Money Heist, an amazing show, it has amazing songs. Do you care to? Partake in
I mean,
a few.
Yeah, let's see what you get.
Yeah. These are, so I got 3. So first of all, We have
Percival.
First of all, that's the tequila. This
that,
is
that half an ounce.
So,
really
have you ever heard Bella Chow? So the, you'll this will sound familiar, hopefully. Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I feel like I have heard this.
Like, this is catching my mind.
I like the song, but I don't know.
What's a, have you ever... Let me pull up a picture. If you saw... It's... who's the painter with the funny mustache?
Picasso.
Money Heist.
Picasso?
Is it... is it Picasso?
I mean...
There it is. That little strange little mustache?
Or is that Salvador Dali?
Salvador Dali, yeah, okay. That's exactly what it is. And I guess he's Spanish, right?
Yeah.
Sure, so, sounds like it.
So that's one. This is a song from season 4, and I'm so glad I caught this one. This is called TMO. I think I might, this might make me learn Spanish.
You're going to need it when we go over there.
This combined with Narcos. Jared, you in for a trip to Spain?
Yes. In 2 years.
España.
Yeah, don't you have all kinds of crazy PTO now? Because you didn't have to take any for the kid?
I wouldn't call it crazy.
Do you have
PTO? I still only have like 2 weeks.
That's enough to get to Spain and back.
That's enough to go see the Grand Canyon.
In an RV.
Hey!
When is that? That's all in August? I might be able to swing it, actually.
So this one takes a while to pick up. This is kind of like a, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it sounds magical. Like, I cooked to this song.
Meth?
So, did you say next?
I said meth. Because you cooked to it.
Okay, so the last one. This is funny because it wasn't actually a featured song in the show.
A featured film.
In the film.
I do like that song, though.
Yeah, you like this?
Yeah.
It picked.
I'd rather listen to Enrique Iglesias.
Well, wouldn't we all?
So this is a bit of a curveball, but I heard this, and I said, I've heard that before. So we went to the same high school. We all...
Oh, we did?
Yeah, we did, right?
Oh, okay.
We had, did
That's
everybody,
how I met
did
every, you guys.
Did everybody take Spanish here?
Yeah.
Tell me if you've ever heard this song. Or Mike, maybe back to grade school. Okay. Think of like when they forced us to go to church.
Whoa.
During school.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? And this is... You're going to love the version of this because okay. it's... I couldn't find it anywhere. So this is called Fisher of Men, but it's a Spanish version.
Okay.
I love the guy's voice. Just tell me if this sounds familiar.
The fucking Catalina wine mixer.
Nothing?
No, I'm not getting anything.
Wait for the refrain. Give him one. We can cut this out. It's so I'm being a turd. Welcome back to Sunday Mass. Right here.
That does sound.
Yeah, don't you hear that? I heard it in the
Do you
show.
Do you have an answer for us?
What?
What song? It?
Oh, what's the name of the song?
No, like, what song does it sound like?
Do you Fishers have a... of Men.
Fisher, I think it might be an English version of this, maybe. Should we call Joel and see if he knows?
That would be fantastic.
Maybe we can call Joel for an update on Easter. Joel, how's the Catholic Church responding to not being able to go to church? How's the Catholic Church going to survive this? I think the Pope, you think Francis II has.
Sounds like
COVID?
It's time for another crusade.
We are on the holy water side. Good Lord. Hopefully not. What do you say we make like a tree?
Yeah, you got the eggs
and tie
there, big
a
guy.
Fucking.
Not on
boat.
That. Nope.
Nope. How do I go?
My favorites.
My favorites. Where would I be without you, Jared? Is it COVID?
Okay, COVID one out.
Well, I think this was a pretty good episode.
This is, yeah.
Oh, wait.
Oh, you got to plug it in.
It was going to be.
You would think after two
You might
want to
call the maintenance guy. He needs to plug that in for you.
Hey, Jerry. Yeah, over here.
Excuse me, sir. I type in the time on my microwave and it won't start. Can you come help me?
I actually asked him about my microwave.
Of course you did.
Because it keeps turning off after like a minute. Like, I'll be halfway through the popcorn and it'll just stop working. It's awful.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for us for this week. This has been the COVID Files Episode 1. And hopefully you can catch us next week. What day can they catch us, Jeff?
I think Tuesday at 7. And Jared, where are we going to be, brother?
Hopefully here at the old Yucatan Podcast Stand, but maybe we'll be coming at you live virtually. Who the fuck knows?
Maybe not.
Take it easy, guys. See you next week.